When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Let's see. I had all of my children, except for one. I've got one son that lives in New York together. And Monday night, we went to the Cubs game and stayed until the very end when the Cubs walked off with that home run from Conforto, and it was so much fun.
Oh, I bet. And did you just secretly laugh at everybody else who walked out before that happened?
Well, all my children left except my wife and I stayed. So it was a crazy thing because the game was delayed and there were babysitters involved. So I get it. But we're like, we're staying.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's great. What a great birthday.
It was so fun.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Mr. Fix-It, here we go with the questions. I want to ask Lou about the company called RoofMax that spray on liquid to extend the life of the existing roof. Does it work? Does Lou recommend it? Is it a scam?
Not a scam, but it's more expensive than you think, and it is not a permanent solution. And so, I mean, you know, they'll pour this, they'll spray this on, it will seal the roof, but when you, you know, if it's like, oh, I just need five more years and I'm going to sell the house, well, it'll help you stay dry, but when you go to sell the house, I don't think that there's an added value proposition if you've got a 20-year-old roof. And so you're either going to be giving a credit to the buyer or you're going to be putting on a new roof after you've already spent several thousand dollars to have this done.
Yeah, yeah. All right, another question. Can you safely install luxury vinyl planks on a cement basement floor? Carpeting is installed currently.
Well, the carpeting needs to come up. Luxury vinyl is perfectly suitable for below-grade applications because it is 100% waterproof. I would make sure that the moisture level, that the floor is dry, even though it's waterproof, because that can trap moisture and cause mildew and mold issues. But if the floor is dry, absolutely suitable to do it, yes.
Yeah, I wish when we built our house, because that's what we have in our basement, we have a walkout basement. I wish that, is there a product that we could have put a little cushion in there or something? Because it still feels like you're walking on cement.
Yeah, so a lot of it now, how many years ago did you build the house?
I guess four, you know, maybe. Yeah. And I picked it out, so I probably picked out the cheapest stuff, Lou.
Well, they do make some that has a pad already integrated into the tile, and they also have an additional pad that you can put down. But I mean, you know, it's a really nice floor, and it, hopefully you like how it looks. But yes,
it looks great.
There's not a lot of cushion for sure.
Right. Can you ask Mr. Fix-It what is the best way to repair a crack in concrete, a concrete driveway that was poured less than 9 months ago? Now, I have to say, because we had new cement, too, and much of it has cracked a little bit. And Byron Andreas says, Lisa, it's cement. It's going to get hairline cracks. Just get over it. So I kind of took that as this
right.
is what happens.
I mean, there's three things, right, that's going to happen in the world. We're going to pay taxes. We're all going to die. And if it's concrete, it's going to crack. Some people don't have that issue, but the biggest thing is to patch those cracks, the hairline cracks, so you keep the moisture out of there. And there's a really good crack caulking tube that you can buy that is by, it's called Slab, S-L-A-B, and it has actually an aggregate in it. And if you take your time, it'll do a really nice job and keep the water out and help to preserve the look of the concrete that you have.
Oh, okay, good. I think I'm going to do that, too, because, it's just kind of bothersome. You're like, this is new, but that's kind of the way it goes when it settles, right? What's on the show Saturday?
We're doing the Outdoor Oasis show. So I've got a bunch of sponsors. We're doing a bunch of different things to help spruce up your outdoors. We're going to talk to people that do outdoor lighting. We're going to talk to people that do outdoor patios and heating and cooling your home. So it's going to be jam-packed along with everybody's calls.
Oh, and somebody else just came in with this. Maybe you can address it. Lisa, I don't understand this whole giving buyers credit for a roof or for cabinets or for a new driveway. Why can't we sell a house as is and you, the buyer, have to sink some money into it as a new home buyer? I did it for the last 30 years, still better than new construction. That's kind of just the way it's all negotiation, right?
It's all negotiation, and I've purchased and sold a bunch of real estate, and as is exactly right. I mean, when you the only caveat to an as is, if there is a health and safety issue, a buyer can request some type of credit. But you know, it's a weird market right now. I mean, I know you talked to David about this, and you know, other real estate people. It's definitely a seller's market, so, there's not a lot of inventory out there. But if you do as is, a lot of times it might keep some potential buyers away because they're like, oh, as is means there's problems, I don't want it. So as is works for Lou Manfredini, but it might not work for most, you know.
Right, depends. Right. And I was sharing a story about my friend Stacy. She bought an as is. It was a flip, but in order to get it without having to overpay for it, she forewent the inspection, that's a whole nother story. But so she has paint bubbling under her window. One guy said it's not the roof, it's the window, but that would indicate there's serious water damage in the wall, right?
100%. Okay. Now, it could also be, I mean, I would definitely open things up to make sure there's not moisture or water intrusion around that window and door. But it can also be cheap paint that's not bonding with the paint that's underneath there, too. So sometimes it can be as simple as film failure on the paint. But I would start with the assumption that there's water coming in.
All right, Lou. Thanks so much. You're the best. We'll be listening Saturday.
Thanks so much.